and Promenade given its head at the 400 metres, slid away from them, three or four lengths in front of Master Chum getting out to second, then Tolmax, Smoke and Piero and Royal Crown down the middle from Pissarro, but Grand Promenade extends its lead to five lengths at the 200 metres, make that six lengths from Royal Crown, Smoke and Piero, Tolmax, but it's all Grand Promenade. Jamie Carr is going to give it an easy time. It's going to trot in. Grand Promenade did it easily. Two and a half lengths, Royal Crown, Smoke.
Well, there almost seems to be a limitless end of emerging stayers coming through the Mara and Eustace stable, and Grand Promenade dominated that race yesterday. One of the two wins for Jamie Carr, and co-trainer Dave Eustace joins us this morning. Congratulations, Dave.
Morning, Warren. Thanks, Shaz. Great win.
The market was expecting him to win. I think early in the morning he was $1.35, $1.40 favourite. He got out to $1.80. So for those that were brave enough, it was probably a backable price. How were you feeling going into yesterday?
We were, very confident he was going in there in as good a form as he had throughout his campaign. And he is a horse who thrives on being in work and is holding his form, if not getting better. So I think it's a combination of the horse is improving, he's going very well, and is a good horse. And he's meeting winter stairs, away from the autumn or spring carnival. So I think that's resulted in two very good wins.
I suppose that the Andrew Ramsden and the performance of Realm of Flowers there is a good barometer for where he's at. But do you think he's improved since that performance?
Yeah, I think he has, and that was a weight for age race, and he's been racing in handicaps, which is obviously going to have an effect as well. He's I suppose found his niche a bit now, in that he likes to just bowl along in front, not necessarily at a tempo. He relaxes nicely in front, but he is better doing that. So that seems to have, seems to be getting the best out of him, but it's going to get tougher as we head into the spring.
What do you map out for him if you're trying to head to the spring? There's the Flemington Cup, I think, in a couple of weeks, over 2,800 metres of 150,000, and then the Bart Cummings with a ticket into the Cup. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Bart Cummings is the most logical race. I think, will be better with a stronger tempo and actually racing in a good race where they go a good gallop. Without deciding right away, he probably misses the Flemington Cup now and freshens for the spring. He's pulled up well from it, and that seems to be the logical race. If he runs in a race and wins before something like the Caulfield Cup, then I think it is a race, if he was good enough, would suit him very well, because he can race on speed and go a good strong gallop, and it's generally a pretty high tempo race. So without saying he's up to that level, because I think with these stairs it's quite often hard to work out for this time of year what sort of level he's actually racing to, they're probably the two races, and then it'll be down to the horses to how good he is.
Wins at Flemington and Metropolitan Tracks in particular for Harry Coffey, generally being a smile to most people's face, and that was the case with Cena's Express yesterday. How did you see that race?
Well, it was the ride of the day. It was a very, very good ride, and we spoke before the race that we felt the horse was better smothered up and a bit more explosive. He's quite a lazy horse at home, and when he gallops, he works well with a bit of cover and shows a good turn of foot, whereas if you ask him to sustain for a long way, he finds it a bit tough. So it was great to see Mikey, who's and all his mates, who's head of our media and relations, in the business, has got a share in him as well. So that added to it too. And Harry's been riding a lot of winners for us, so it's great to give him a winner in town.
He was off the back of a performance where he's listed with cardiac arrhythmia. How do the stable go on from something like that? What do you do internally to try and identify either what caused that or prevent it happening again?
It's an interesting thing. No one knows what causes it. There's been a lot of work on why it happens, but it doesn't often happen again. You've got to make sure that their heart is back in rhythm, which it was straight away the next morning. And then it was a case of Pavid and obviously allowing him to get over that run where he obviously wasn't at his best, and just done a good job of keeping him ticking over and just keeping him on the fresher side. And we thought with a little bit of juice in the ground, he would run a good race.
Manea went round favourite in the first. Shield's report says that had a look afterwards following that performance, couldn't identify anything. How are you feeling about Manea at this stage?
Yeah, well, not sure really. It's a strange run. You know, he trained on well the 2 weeks after, but you know, sometimes off and very often with a 2-year-old off the back of their first run, 2 weeks is a little bit quick. And although he won well at Donald, you know, if you win that well, you're never not having a hard race. So we'll give him a little bit of time now. We're confident that he's a good horse and of spring ability. So he seems fine this morning. Nothing major has come to light. Mark thought he was a little bit, you know, would be making excuses, but was lacked a little bit of streetwise down the straight, and what didn't really handle that. But again, I think that's sort of grasping for excuses a bit. We'll freshen him up and look towards the spring with him.
And there might be some emerging stayers out of the Taj Rossi Series final, won impressively by Royals L. What a Fox running second there. What do you make of his performance?
I thought she ran very well. Mick said she just wanted to stay. She relaxed and found the line extremely well, and you know, just could be an Oaks filly in time. And you know, yeah, there's a lot of promise there. Although she's not a winner, she's now stakes based, which is great as a filly. And Cardigan Queen's done a great job. She possibly didn't quite see the mile out and has done a good job. So we'll just see how she is over the next couple of days.
Your team put a lot of work into their placing their horses. Wasn't a feature race in Sydney yesterday, but you must have been pleased with the win of the Big Easy with Tim Clark aboard.
Yeah, it was great. Credit to Reece. If you were a racing manager at Caulfield, he said the race had a lot of speed on paper, and you know, that's what really suits the Big Easy, I think. You know, 1100, 1200, he likes to get back and hit the line hard, but they've got to go quick for him to actually win, and he hasn't won for a long time. The owner's been patient, but he's been racing very well and hitting the crossbar a lot. So, soft track, although he wasn't proven on, we thought he'd appreciate. And yeah, Georgia and the team down at Fingal done a great job with the horse, because he's not easy. He's a handful in the prelims, and he got quite warm before the race, but that's him. You've just got to trust that that's him, and he'll still put in a good performance, which he did. So it's great to see.
Big day of feature jumps racing. Won't go through all of your runners there, but some of the stars of the team, and maybe on to bigger and better things for the likes of Will John, Saunter Boy, and the old Warrior, Bit of a Lad, going around in the Thackeray. What are you most looking forward to at Warrnambool today?
Looking forward to Flick It Over, make his debut. Very athletic horse, who's, you know, a pretty good horse on the flat over ground, and we probably haven't seen the best of him yet on the flat either, but he's trialled well, and I think Saunter Boy, if he can get his jumping together at Warrnambool, he jumped really well at Sandown, got a great ride. He's will continue to improve, we think, over hurdles.
Early start at Warrnambool, race one, number one, Flick It Over at 11:40. And what sounds a strange sentence, Coburg heads to Pakenham today. Dave, what are you expecting there in race three?
He sort of over-raced a touch and didn't really appreciate the softer ground at Geelong. So we've just switched him off at home and given him a jump out of the synthetic. And he's probably a run away, still a run or two away from really working things out. But hopefully hits the line a bit stronger than he did on debut.
Great day for the team yesterday, Dave, and plenty to look forward to today, particularly at Warrnambool. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren. Cheers.